through the facilities of WJAR, Providence, Rhode Island, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from Lincoln Park Ballroom in North Dartmouth, Massachusetts, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music. And we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. Now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
We want to, first of all, say hello, because that seems to be altogether proper at the moment, and then I mustn't go any further until I thank Art Kershaw for that magnificent introduction.
That's great.
We have here a tall saxophone player, a blonde-headed guy currently with a crew haircut and a rather healthy-looking individual. He plays tenor saxophone, and with him rests the responsibility of whether you like the first few moments of this concert in miniature this evening. The guy's name is Zoot Sims, and Zoot, you must come around here on this side of the microphone. The band plays when you play, Zoot, so put it down. Second part of this program. There was a period with this orchestra from about 1941 until 1946 in which the music was classified artistry and rhythm, and there were many artistries created. The thing at the moment is a bolero that was done. It was entitled Artistry in Bolero, and the first sounds, of course, are due to the talent here of Bagley at the bass. Would you start it, Bags, and I'll walk toward the piano to begin. Here's Artistry in Bolero. Bags? The composition is called Artist in Bolero. You heard some trombone by Keith Moon there, the first trumpet by Buddy Childers, and of course the drums were by Stan Levy and the composer. One of the early things that Pete Rugolo did for the orchestra out of the vast library of music that he did create for us. This next number here might be introduced like this. In fact, you fellas are right. Konitz is wrong. Lee, over there. Every once in a while, I have to leave the bandstand for a period of time, and, of course, the orchestra calls their own music during the time I'm away from the stand, and it might be interesting to demonstrate just what happens here when I'm away from the bandstand. So this evening on this concert in miniature, the orchestra's chosen the next one. It'll be kicked off by Buddy Childers. The tempo established, and I'll just tell you what their favorite is. It's called Boop Boopy Doop. Choice of the orchestra at the moment. The solos were, first of all, Lee Konitz, alto saxophone, Connie Condoli, then Zoot Sims. And the arrangement, and of course the idea was conceived by Bill Holman, whom we have back in the orchestra after a 2 months absence on the West Coast. Lee, you do such a wonderful job of explaining things. Suppose you just kind of walk in here and draw us a picture.
Thank you. I would like to play a ballad written for me by my friend, my good friend, Bill Russo, called My Lady.
Thank you.
One of the compositions out of the group of records that were typed, New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm, that was Lee Konitz's kind of personal private property there, a thing that's called My Lady. We haven't played this for some time. This evening we thought it might be good to accompany it along with Artistry and Bolero, which we've played already. We'd like to play the thing that possibly was one of the very early works of the orchestra written some 12 or 13 years ago. This thing that is quite a production in as much as it's called a concerto to end all concertos.
Thank you.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from Lincoln Park Ballroom in North Dartmouth, Massachusetts, through the facilities of WJAR Providence, Rhode Island. Join us next week at this same time for a new Stan Kenton series featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Art Kershaw speaking.